I first left the country, I was $4,000 strong. When I first left the country, I was $4,000 strong.
You're in Duck's House, and I'm your host, Duck Landis. We're going to be listening to some blues and old-time music, starting it out with Willie Highway 61 Blackwell, Chalk My Toy.
Until her husband he put me next. I was so country until her husband he put me next. I had so many 5s, 10s, and 20s until he called her cousin Elizabeth. Loading all my money, went home and found my baby gone. Loading all my money, went home and found my baby gone. Asked my kid girl for a salt pork sandwich. She said, 61, it ain't nobody home. I know why that happened. My friend boy, he said the news, talking about Bubba. I know why that happened. Bubba, he said the news. Say, I didn't buy nothing with my money but a cowhide jumper and a pair of them bulldog special shoes. I will admit I've been misused by being a country boy. By being a country boy. But someday you're going to regret it when I learned to chalk my toy.
You're in Duck's House.
What you gonna do when the lake goes dry, baby? Lord, what you gonna do when the lake goes dry?
Said I'm thinking what's gonna die.
The
honey,
what did he end up saying,
baby?
Lord, Lord, what did he end up saying to the grave, baby?
Lord, Lord,
what did he end up saying to the grave?
That was Leroy Martin and a group of convicts from 1939, and they did Crawdad. Here's another Leroy Carr, Getting All Wet.
Oh, come my baby, come my love, unlock that door, the skies above are leaking on your pen. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet, getting all wet, getting all wet. you will regret. Papa has no place to go. You got a nice warm room and so share with Papa. Don't forget, Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. Told. Hear me cough, catching cold. Ain't no telling what I'll get. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet, getting all wet, getting all wet. And if I die, you will regret. Papa's got no coat at all. You got a raincoat in your hall. Check with Papa, and don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. Was too small, you nappy head, you knew it all. It lets me stand, but I can't sit. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet, getting all wet, getting all wet. And if I die, you will regret. Papa must eat or he will die. You got pork chops, you got pie. Share it with Papa, and don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet.
Means? Of course it means many things. Our traditions of freedom, our democratic government, and our system of justice. But a fundamental part of the American way is our economic system. Our economic system is not perfect. That's a simple historical fact. But the American economic system has brought greater material means for happiness to more people than any other system the world has ever known. Especially in these critical times, all of us should work to defend and improve this system. And the best way to defend and improve our economic system is to learn how it works. You can get a free booklet explaining our economy by writing to Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City. Just write to Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City, and ask for your free copy of The Miracle of America. Now back to Tales of the Texas Rangers.
Like night covers the day.
That was Coco Taylor, Edgar the Hen. Next, we're going to hear Chris Barber in 1958 talking about Louis Jordan.
He used that name for a long time. It was more than 5 feet, but I didn't know he was playing still or working or anything. And nobody had mentioned it, really. I arrived at the Apollo Theatre, and there at the front was a great big banner poster saying, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five featuring handsome Sonny Stitt. And those who know Sonny Stitt was a renowned modern jazz saxophone player. You would call that normally, played Ronnie Scott's and so on. Handsome wasn't the way you'd have thought about him as a musician, but he was a great musician, of course. And I went down backstage to say hello to Louis Jordan, and I found that he had kind of a Teddy Bun on the guitar, who recorded many records in the late 30s, who was still playing with his thumb and no pick, and Sonny Stitt. In fact, the end of the show, Louis Jordan with the alto, his baritone player, and Sonny Stitt with his tenor, all jumped up in the air and did the splits, beaming the while and enjoying it enormously. So that was very nice. I'm glad to say they're enjoying it. I enjoyed it very much too. Now, Louis Jordan hadn't been to England before, and I asked him, could he come to England? He said, yes, of course, he'd love to, which is one often hears when the people are offering him work. So we planned to get him over, and he did. And we did 10 days with him, and he had a whole repertoire of arrangements, which he wanted to do, and we got them off quickly, and he guided us through them. The thing about Louis Jordan was, at the time, I think he was 57, and we were sort of like 32, and it was like being dragged along by a wild horse. It was incredible. The energy and the skill and perfection of his playing was unbelievable, and singing as well. And we did about 10 tracks with him, and one of them was never released at the time, and on that one, it was a duet with Louis Jordan and our own Ottilie Patterson, who's not heard too much on this record, but she was a very important part of the blues activity of the band at that time, and gave us good blues singing to practice accompanying, which is a very worthwhile thing to know. And they did a typical Louis Jordan idea, because most things didn't like being very serious about it. And Ottilie sings it seriously, and then he does his kind of humorous with himself version. I'll take no more.
If you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, the squad is a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stopping at the Saturday night fish fry, it was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such stuffing and chub till the big girl gone. It was rocking. You never seen such stuffing and chub till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me, we fell right in. We hollered, let the joy begin. We figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shove till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shove till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, and some of them had on Bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high. This particular Saturday night fish fry, it was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such cuffing and chub till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such cuffing and chub till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me, we fell right in. We hollered, let the joy begin. We figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor. It was rocking. It was rocking.
each other till the break of dawn. In a dazed condition to book each one of us on suspicion. My chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me. But Rocket, but Rocket, you never seen such cuffing and shove till the break of dawn.
Louis Jordan, Saturday Night Fish Fry, and B.B. King did a nice cover of that song. Next we're going to hear Piano Red, Every Day I Have the Blues.
Back in the early years, so that's when I learned how to play them, and that's when I can put so much in them. A little thing called Every Day I Have the Blues. Every day I have the blues. Every day, every day, every day. Every day I have the blues. Because it's you. Yes, it's you I hate to lose. I'm gonna pack my suitcase and I'm moving on down the line. Yes, I'm gonna pack my suitcase and I'm moving on down the line. I think I'm going crazy. I believe I'm losing my mind. The blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Yes, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. But that's the worst old feeling anybody ever had. Macy. day. Every day I have the blues. Every day, every day, every day. Every day I have the blues. Because it's you. Now don't you know it's you I'm talking about you. Yes, it's you I hate to lose.
A question for you drivers. Are you getting as many miles per gallon from the gasoline you're now using as you did before the war? Well, the answer is yes if you're using Signal Go Farther gasoline. That's why, if you're interested in stretching your gas stamps, and who isn't, you'll find it's as true today as before the war. You do go farther with Signal gasoline.
Hold it. Everybody, hold it. The meeting has come to order. Brother Stedham is here to tell you all about it. Tell him, Brother Stedham.
Hey, Mr. Commissioner. Do you know what you're doing? You're breaking up the numbers racket and driving the poor people around. Don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, man, don't you know? Mr. Commissioner, man, don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of dough. You slip by a stamp if you wanna stay in the race. When the cats by the stamp, the police raid their place. Now, Lord, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, man, now don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, now don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of dough. Now, some books went down, they just couldn't stand. But one bunch stuck by you, left a Hawthorne and 20 grand. Now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, now, don't you know, you're not going to pull me out of a whole lot of dough. Now, the little old skipper pays $80 for a nickel. The old folks used to catch a boy, and they sure was tickled. Man, now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, man, now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, man, now don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of snow. They knocked out the numbers racket, the whole world started to mourn. When President Roosevelt died, they knew something good was gone. Now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, man, now, don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of dough. Now, people, I've told you, and I've got plenty of witness, you can always get your gig, good man, in a bus cab and jitter, man, now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, man, now, don't you know, Mr. Commissioner, now, don't you know, man, you're not gonna pull people out of a whole lot of dough. Now once they knocked out the Hawthorne and 20 grand, you couldn't stand. Everybody thought it was gone, but the Hawthorne came back. I don't you know.
Harvey Stidham, Mr. Commissioner. Now we're going to hear Otis Rush playing If You Were Mine.
I squeeze you all so tight. If you were mine, I love you day and night. If you were mine, I kiss you all the time. Ooh, wee, baby. If you was mine. If you were mine, sweet as you can be. If you were mine, yes indeed, and you're mine. I love you all the time. Ooh, wee, baby. If you were mine, you wouldn't have to raise your feet to walk. I carry you in my arms. You wouldn't be cold in the winter time. My love will keep you warm. If you were mine, I even love your soul. If you were mine, give your mountain of gold if you were mine. I love you all the time. Ooh, wee, baby.
Listening to Duck's House, and we're going to play this set out with a track from Chris Darrow, Phony Baloney. Thanks for listening.